the customs were out, they're stopping everybody and confiscating stuff. So people started hiding stuff and leaving stuff to the side of the road to come back for, etc., etc. But there was one guy among them who had bought a whole load of tea, £7 of tea.
Uh-huh.
And he had promised everybody he was going to come back with tea because you couldn't get it in those days, you know.
Yeah.
Like gold dust. Well, it was like black dust, but, you know what I mean?
Texas tea. We're into the opening of Beverly Hillbillies. That's
right.
Yeah.
So he suddenly had a brainwave. Because it was winter, he was wearing long johns.
Yeah.
And because he was cycling, he was wearing cycle clips.
It's very good, this. It's already very, very good, yeah.
Yeah, you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he opens the belt of his trousers,
yep.
Pours the tea down,
mm-hmm.
Does the trousers back up, gets
yep.
back on his bike,
and
cycles through waving.
And you see, the thing, and of course, I don't want to be too graphic here, but basically, you're going to sweat a little when you're cycling.
Just a bit.
And you're going to start making your own tea, aren't you, after? Just I mean, yeah, you brushed the most off, but you would have had some kind of tea.
You'd be using the lemon soap first.
That first. You'd have some tea on the legs. And how much tea did he manage to get down the trousers?
Well, he put
I'm nearly 41. I've never used that phrase before, Alistair. And how much tea did he manage to get down his trousers?
Well, on the southern side of the border, he probably had 3 or 4 pounds, but God knows how much he had on the northern side. But,
It's a successful journey, though. He managed to make money out of it.
He did, yes. Well, it wasn't so much making money. It's just he'd promised all his friends and neighbours.
Believe me, I don't think this is all for him. I think he did.
But what I want to know is, when he got the tea back and wrapped it up again and handed it over, did they all invite him in for a cup of tea?
Exactly. I want tea from the lower part of the leg. I wouldn't want anything that's been up by the groin area, because that's not your good tea. I want it, you know, they pick it from the top of the stems of Groupon, the way it is. Yeah.
And if you think about it, he couldn't really ask, well, have you got any coffee?
I damn near came close to saying something that we would all regret.